my little friend, my Pomeranian. I'd make you love again, my little friend, my Pomeranian.
I'd make you love again.
Hi, my name is Marion Ferro, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be with you for the next hour, and I guess I'll start right in. Since it's only an hour, it's not enough time for all the great music I'd want to play. First off, I have some local artists. This is Brad Marino with his brand new single, Broken Record, which is on his new album, Extra Credit. Due for release on April 19th, his first solo-length album. The singer-songwriter-guitarist from Rochester, New Hampshire, is the frontman-songwriter-guitarist for the band The Connection. Also put out a solo four-track record last year. The Brad Marino Band will be having a record release party at the Button Factory in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, a week from Friday night. It's the 12th, in any case. Maybe it's this Friday night, the 12th. Then on the following night, they'll be playing at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. So here is Brad Marino with Broken Record.
Don't you touch my import final. I sold her, don't you?
let's see now. We just heard several local bands. First was Brad Marino with his new single, Broken Record, which will be on his album Extra Credit, which is coming out on April 19th. And he will have a record release party at the Button Factory in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on April 12th. And then the 13th, they'll be playing at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. Then after that, you heard Fire in the Field with Death Don't Have No Mercy from their new album, Live at Pink Noise, which came out last week. It's their fifth album, being tours a lot, especially in the Northeast, and they've played South by Southwest in 2017. Then the Devil's Twins with Love and More from their 2013 album, Old Fashioned Mischief. They're going to be playing Friday night, the 12th, at the Down the Road Beer Company in Everett. And that company has brewed a beer for the Devil's Twins, the Two Crew Porter Brew, a London-style porter aged on bourbon-soaked oak. And that's pretty exciting. You know, you hear a lot of bands, or at least a number of bands, having their own beer they put out or whatever. It's usually, something like Motorhead or larger bands, but it's the first time I've heard of a local band having one, so that's pretty cool. Actually, there's a lot of great happenings with local bands lately. This week, two of them are opening for hard rock bands of note. First is Bad Marriage, their newest single, Diablo. And they're going on a mini tour with Tesla. Bad Marriage will be having their official tour kickoff party at the 140 Pub and Club in Bellingham, Mass, Friday night. Next week, they'll be playing with Tesla at the House of Blues in Boston on the 16th, at Aura in Portland, Maine on the 18th, and the Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom in New Hampshire on the 19th. So here is Bad Marriage with Diablo.
And the sign says long-haired vegan people need not apply. So I took my hand under my hand and I waited to ask him why. He said,
sorry about that. That is Tesla with Signs. I will talk about the songs after. Bad Marriage will be after this. I hate it when you accidentally click on the wrong thing. Just let me go change this. We can put this in already. How you doing? No. Wait a second. Let me put this in.
Putting this off because I have a filter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Downstairs, the post office is closed.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Is there someone who's supposed to do it, or?
Yeah,
there's
a membership card to get inside.
Don't do that, can't you read the sign? Sign, sign,
right now, but we did it.
Yeah.
All right, that was some local bands opening for national bands. Great stuff. Good gigs on them. You first heard, I know the songs got messed up in order. You heard Tesla with Signs from the 1990 live album, Five Man Acoustical Jam. The hard rock band formed in 1984, California, put out their first album in 86, and except for a brief hiatus in the last half of the 90s, they've been around all this time. They've sold 14 million albums in the U.S. alone. An interesting thing about the band is that they're named after inventor and electrical engineer Nikola Tesla, and they've talked about him in album liner notes and in songs. If I was ever interviewing this band, the first thing I'd probably ask them is why they've such an interest in Tesla. I'm just curious about that. Not being a science person, I knew nothing about him, and I had heard the name, but I knew nothing until I read the cover of their second album, The Great Radio Controversy, which refers to a dispute over who invented the radio. Some think Tesla was the true inventor of radio, though Marconi took the credit. Tesla and Edison were also rivals, and the lad is the more recognizable one. And I love hard rock, rarely play from their acoustic albums, but I love the song Signs, and I love the original version by the Five Man Electrical Band in 71. I love that their title is the Five Man Acoustical Jam. It's kind of cool. Kind of good play on words. And before then, you heard Bad Marriage, local band, with their newest single, Diablo. And as I said, they're going on a mini tour with Tesla. Bad Marriage will have their tour kickoff party at the 140 Pub and Club in Bellingham, Mass, Friday night. And next week, they're playing with Tesla, House of Blues in Boston on the 16th, Aura in Portland, Maine on the 18th, and Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom on the 19th. Then you heard Portsmouth, New Hampshire's Red Sky Mary with South of the City from their album River Child. They're a great hard rocket band who gig constantly, particularly New Hampshire, Maine, and Massachusetts. They're going to be playing on Thursday, the 11th, at the Tupelo Music Hall in Derry, New Hampshire, where they'll be opening for LA Guns. Then you heard LA Guns with, wait a minute, did we hear them? I hope we did. Or are we hearing them next? I guess we're hearing them next. Okay, we'll hear LA Guns with Rip and Tear from the 1989 album Cocked and Loaded, their most successful album. Nelly Guns is a hard rock band, mainly in the 80s, early 90s. Been breakups and various lineup changes continuing into this century. And fortunately, Tracy Guns and singer Phil Lewis have reconciled and both playing in the band again. So here's LA Guns with Rip and Tear. We'll be right back. right, that was LA Guns Rip and Tear from their album, where is that? Cocked and Loaded from 1989. And I said, local band Red Sky Mary will be opening for LA Guns at the Tupelo Music Hall on Thursday the 11th. And now it's serious guitar time. I usually do, if I have a 2-hour show, I'll do serious guitar time at the end of the show because I think that's a great thing to end with. But when I have only an hour show like today, I put in the middle of the show because I don't want to leave those songs out. You know, too good. I'm going to start with a band from Germany, Four Cool Cats. And our bass player, John Marcolongo, is an American who lives in Germany and he's in this band. And this is the new song, City Lights. And some serious guitar in here. And the guitarist's name is Guy Even Vandal. So here is Four Cool Cats with City Lights.
We'll be right back.
That serious guitar time for us. You heard Germany's Four Cool Cats, and the guitarist name's Guy Even Vandal, and that was City Lights. After that, you heard Gary Hoey with Don't Come Crying from his brand new album, Neon Highway Blues. Great guitar from him, as usual. And he's joined by guests on some of the songs, and playing with him on guitar there is his son, Ian Hoey, who was only 16 when this was recorded. It's like, wow. Guess talent runs in the Hoey family. So this he's a local guy also. And then you heard something from the brand new Robin Trower album, Getting Closer to the Day. Trower's 73 now, doesn't seem to have slowed down, and that was Lonesome Road. What else do I have for you? Let's see now. About 15 minutes left in the show. I can never fit everything into these hour shows. All right, I have, the local band Special Guests with the demo version of Dance, a song from their album Half Fast. Al Pachulis, the songwriter, producer, guitarist for special guests, has been in the Boston scene for a long time. Band's been together for off and on for over 40 years. Some changes in members, some have passed on. And playing on this demo version is Doug Doobie on B3 organ from Peter Wolf's House Party 5, Rick Heenan on drums, Dave Karahalis bass and vocals, Paul Ketterer on lead guitar, also from Peter Wolf's House Party 5, and Al Pachulis on rhythm guitar and vocals. Special guests with a demo of Dance.
This is Nate Bowman from Calis 2 Fire and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. Keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Some good rock in there. First, let's see. We heard, let me find my notes so I can remember what we heard. Okay, that was after that. Okay, first was Special Guests, a local band, the demo version of the song Dance. After that, you heard Stu with Might Be Keeping You from the 2018 EP Hot. Stu's a Swedish power trio with influences from the 60s and 70s. Then you heard Buck Cherry with War Paint, the title song of their album, as the 8th studio album. It's great to have more Buck Cherry songs to play without F-bombs, because most of their songs previously had F-bombs in them, so I could not play much on the radio. And this album I can play a lot, which is great. And then you heard another song from the new Rival Sons album, Feral Roots, that was Do Your Worst. So I'm just about done now. I enjoyed playing music for you. I hope you enjoyed listening. I'll be on again next Tuesday. Next Monday at 2 o'clock here on WMFO. My name is Marion Ferro, Rock Under the Radar on WMFO.